And as I mentioned earlier, more than 100,000 students with disabilities right across Australia are being denied access to education because of a lack of government funding. On top of that, many other students with disabilities are receiving inadequate support. At the last election, this was an issue with both parties, and the Abbott government promised to address this problem. But students and their families say they're still waiting. And today they're holding a national day of action at Parliament House to lobby the government ahead of the May budget. Stephanie Gottlieb is the CEO of Children with Disability Australia. She joins me in the Parliament House studios this morning. Stephanie, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
Oh, I'll keep doing that.
Thank you, Fran.
Stephanie, what exactly are you wanting the government to do? What are you asking the federal government to do?
Look, today we've got a range of families coming to Canberra to talk around their personal experiences. And whilst there's been a huge amount of work underground, you know, not underground, but happening around the development of the disability loading, what we're seeing on the ground at schools is that there's no difference for students with disabilities. So what we're asking today is that we're talking around our personal experiences so that the disability loading is fully implemented for the 2016 school year.
So where is it at, this disability loading? Because it was this point that things got stalled before the election, and the government says it hasn't broken its promise about the loading. It has increased funding, the budget for disability. It did do that, didn't it?
My understanding is that there's a lot of work happening. It's certainly in terms of there's a national data collection. They're getting all the data that they need to establish how much the disability loading needs to be and how it's going to work. But still on the ground, nothing is happening for students with disabilities. So they're still having the very poor experiences and outcomes typically.
What about the increased funding, though, that government says it has put in there? Is that not helping on the ground deliver any services for students with disabilities?
It's certainly not the experiences of our members.
So tell me the experience of your members.
Typically, we see students with disability struggling to get the appropriate supports, resources and expertise that they need. So as a result of that, we're seeing really poor educational outcomes. Of course, there's good patches of practice, but typically we're seeing students with disability missing out. So, you know, I suppose the worst or a common scenario that we see is actually students attending schools part-time.
Part-time?
That's right.
Because there is not the support for them in the classroom.
That's right.
Australian Bureau of Statistics research in 2009 found that only 54.9% of students with disability are receiving any funded support in school. Has that improved since then?
I don't think so, Fran. And, you know, thinking about this, I mean, I know that I spoke with you 3 years ago, I think, on this program.
When we were talking about the Gonski review, and they came up with this notion
and
of the loading.
And there's certainly a clear identification that this is a real need for concern. But reflecting back, I mean, I've got a 16-year-old son, and things haven't changed since in his school career.
Does he get support in the classroom?
He does get some support in the classroom, but not enough.
So just to go back to what the government's done already, because interim loading, this is what the government's talking about, was put in place in 2014. Is your issue that doesn't cover all students? It's not enough to cover all students. Is this where we get the 100,000 people with disability in schools without support?
I mean, that's my understanding is that is an interim loading, and the work that is happening now is about implementing the loading in full, and that hasn't happened. And certainly the direct experiences of family is that the education experience of students with disability is very poor, and this current system isn't adequately meeting the needs of students with disability.
What are the principals saying to you? Because I know there's been research done here, and I think 79% of principals surveyed say they don't have enough funding for the needs of children with disability at their school. Do you think that's a cop-out, or do you think principals are committed to this? Because I know when I've spoken to friends who have kids with disabilities, trying to get them into schools, time and time again the principal said, oh, I'm sorry, we can't take your child, we don't have the funds to give them the support they need.
I think it is a real issue. You know, that's not our research, but obviously, that is certainly our experience, that there's not enough funds. But also, I think there is a culture of low expectations. And the reality is that students with disability are perpetually placed as a burden and an add-on when there isn't enough funds. So principals, they may have all the want in the world, but it's really difficult for them to provide quality educational opportunities for kids with disability at the moment.
Do you think they do have the want in the world?
I think a lot of them do, yes.
And so if the government gave more funding, what would that look like in a classroom? Would it mean extra teachers, special teachers working with the kid the one student with a disability or across a number of students with a disability, what difference would it make in that student's life?
I think that that's one level in the classroom, but what we want to see is that every school has the capacity to meet the needs of students with disability. So in the classroom, that's where a student, there's an adequate understanding of that student, that their individual supports that that student may or may not need are implemented, and that the teacher expertise is there, and also looking at, you know, what outside support do you need to adequately meet the educational needs of these students. So it may be access to allied health, such as physio, speech therapy, occupational
therapy.
Is that
the school's job to provide that?
Well, I think so, in terms of we need to, for some children, we need to look at really adapted programs, and that's when we need to call in that expertise.
So really what you're saying, just very briefly, that we have up to 100,000 students in Australia at the moment, in a very wealthy country like Australia, who can't get educated, can't even get, you know, reading and writing necessarily out of school at that level, because no one's there to help them in the classroom.
Because yes, that's right. Because the system isn't adequately meeting the needs of students with disability, and it should.
And just finally, is the government giving you reassurance? Is it making the right noises?
They are making the right noises, but we're here today to make sure that happens.
Stephanie Gottlieb, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran.
Stephanie Gottlieb is the CEO of Children with Disability Australia, and I guess if you think about that for a second, imagine if it's your child, they can't get that education. What does that mean for the rest of their life? Because that's the platform we all spring from. If you don't get it, life can look very different.